Well, well, well. Guess who's here? Someone that I have been a fan of for a long time, Paul Pacelli. In fact, when I've been going on vacation from time to time, Paul would fill in, and he's a network guy. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Brad Davis, good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm here.
Yeah, there you are.
I made it.
That's it. Well, that's it, Brad. Both of us are here. That's half the battle, right?
That's it. As long as we're
I'm
here.
So glad that you're going to be that you're going to be joining me, and we've done some great ones together.
Uh-huh.
And when I take a vacation, you'll be sitting in. And again, when you go on vacation, I'll be taking care of that.
Mm-hmm.
But no, you know something though, I have always said, you know, when I get a hold of him, and this whole thing with Donald Trump, it's been quite a battle. However, the majority of this radio audience that listens to me are Trump fans.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? I mean, the guy is he's different.
Yeah. I think, Brad, nobody voted for him knowing or thinking he was an angel, personally. Everybody knew what Donald Trump was about. The big personality out of New York, married three times. You could question his lifestyle. However, you know, people voted for him because I think there was a good part of America, at least half of the country, that said, you know what? We need to give this guy a shot. You know, they knew about Mr. Trump's foibles personally, but they said, listen, we need somebody essentially, Brad, to go into Washington. I think this is what they thought, and to flip the table over.
I think you're absolutely right.
To be a bull in a china shop.
Yep.
And say, listen, we know he's not going to be nice. We know he's going to tick some people off, but let's see what kind of results he's getting. And, you know, with now Justice Brett Kavanaugh on the Supreme Court, I mean, even his detractors are starting to say, and the stuff I've been reading, there's another notch in his belt. He's getting things done.
Well, there's no question in my mind, and the majority of the folks that listen.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's that other side too, that just they'll never like him. But Trump is Trump.
Yeah, he is what he is, and you're right. The other side is, you know, there are clearly defined lines here, Brad. Most people don't like Trump because of Trump, and the people that love him or like him or approve of what he does, saying, well, I frankly don't care who he does with what woman or how many women he's had. Show me the results. And that's where the split really is now in the country.
No question.
You know? And the midterms coming up in, you know, less than a month now, those are going to be, you know, very interesting.
Take a look at that. Now, you know,
mm-hmm.
There's nothing that bothered me more is the way they put on this show that they did not want another conservative.
Brett Kavanaugh, yep.
On the bench. That's the only reason they don't want these conservatives.
Mm-hmm.
And Trump is just... He is doing his thing.
Well, and I think, Brad, what blew up in the Democrats' faces here, I think, is the fact that, you know, they had this letter from Dr. Ford, who apparently sent it, you know, to Dianne Feinstein. What I think blew up in the Democrats' faces is the fact that she held on to it, and she didn't. Now, people saying, well, you know, Dr. Ford wants it to be anonymous. Okay, but apparently, from what I'm reading and all that we're hearing, she didn't even mention to Charles Grassley, the chairman on the Republican side, hey, I've got this letter. It's supposed to be anonymous, but I just want to let you know. Apparently, they kept it quiet, you know, in their back pocket, so at the last minute, they could say, oh, you know, look what we have. So that, I think, troubled a lot of people
in the end.
Think about it, Brad. Had they come out earlier with this, right?
Yeah.
Chairman Grassley might have gone to the White House and said,
absolutely.
Oh, you know, we have a problem here. You may want to come up with another nominee.
Yep.
But she didn't.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay. Well, great to have you.
Thank you, sir.
We're going to have a lot of things to do. Mm-hmm. I know I know that. And again, when we got together, I'll never forget the first time when you came in to substitute for me.
Yeah, that was, I've been here. You know, Brad, I was thinking about it driving up this morning. I think I started back in filling in for you, I want to say 2011. It's 7 years.
Yeah.
7 years. So I've been in and out here for 7 years, and it's always been great. I've had a lot of fun here. Absolutely.
Well, you're going to meet some great listeners, too.
Mm-hmm.
We got some terrific listeners.